Hello, and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your podcast co-host dream team, Gabe, the extremely and sexily tired bog witch.
Oh, that's actually very good. I am the other half, Anna, the really bad farm gay.
Are you?
It's me.
Are you bad at being a farm gay, or yes. Are you like a bad farm gay? Are you like an evil farm gay?
I wish that I was the second one, but I'm the first one because, for me, the thing is that I see other farm gays and I'm like, oh, I wish I could do that. But I know that if I was in that position, I would just be really bad at it.
Well, like,
I'd be really bad at no being offense, on a farm.
It turns out that farming isn't fun.
It turns out that farming is not fun or easy or a good time ever.
No. There's a lot of shoveling shit.
There's a lot of shoveling shit. There's a lot of smelly things. There's a lot of waking up really early when you don't want to.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of potential injuries because of sharp things.
I live in an apartment building where, despite the like six signs that say, please clean up after your dog, no one fucking cleans up after their dogs on the fucking, you know, tree lawn. And yeah. Which I also recently learned that is a regional term, and not everybody calls the strip of grass between your house and the sidewalk a tree lawn.
I don't call it a tree lawn.
We do here, apparently. But like,
we call it the city's yard, because there's our yard that we own that's attached to the house, and then past the sidewalk is the city's yard because they own that.
Okay, well,
it's not as good of a name, but
no, it's a little weak, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
But like, here's the thing, is that I am out there with my dog with biodegradable bags in which you are meant to pick up dog shit.
Yes.
And I am
100%, as everyone should know,
I am 100% capable of cleaning up the other dog's dog shit while I'm out there just to make it nicer for the community at large. Do I do it?
But
no.
Because like, picking up shit is gross. Yeah, that's not your
job. Yeah, but like,
people should be doing it themselves.
Yeah, but like, imagine being on a farm. There's just so much shit all the time.
It's infinite. If I was going to be a farm gay, I think that I would be a farm gay for like crops only and maybe chickens. Yeah, I don't think I would like, have cows or pigs.
I mean, goats are good on a farm because they do a lot of the like trimming of stuff for you.
Oh, you're right.
And also, or goats maybe milk sheep. And goat's cheese is good.
I'd have some sheep.
Yeah.
I'd have a couple sheep. No pigs, though.
You still have to clean up the shit.
I mean, yeah, but hopefully it would be a little bit better than
are you traumatized
pigs or cows
from pigs from that episode of the Magnus Archives.
No, I'm traumatized from it because I live in Iowa.
Pigs are fine.
It's like you drive anywhere and it's just like you see these giant buildings with thousands of pigs crammed inside and it smells terrible and you're like, oh God. I don't want to go anywhere near that.
Obviously, you would have free-range pigs.
Obviously,
We're not talking about factory farming.
Free-range sheep is what I would have, and some chickens.
Sheep have very cute tails. Did you know?
Yeah, I did know.
Like waggly tails, it's good.
A lot of animals are a lot cuter than you think they are, because you get close to it and you're like, oh my God, wait a minute.
I have a secret to tell you. I think a lot of animals are just cute. Full stop.
Full stop.
I don't know if I'd be surprised as much as delighted.
What other animals are cuter than they have been depicted in popular media? I think bats. Bats have some really cute faces.
Yeah, there's some cute bats.
I think that ferrets and weasels have little cute faces.
They are. They're very cute, but they smell.
They're very cute. Yes, they do. But they're, if I can just look at one and not smell it, it's very
like from afar.
Chef from kiss. Afar, many things are cute.
Like me.
Squints at a distance. Ah, yes.
That Gabe is cute.
Looks through binoculars at Gabe.
Winks and then runs away like I'm fucking Bigfoot. Do you want to play something?
Yeah, I would love to.
Great.
After we have a 15-minute discussion on cute animals.
We're just going to talk about animals.
That's the type of farm gay I am. All right, so this was sent in by Annika, the Nintendo Impurist.
I'm already upset with you, Annika.
A good name. So this is song 2 by Blur, but every woohoo is Mario.
No.
It's very good.
I don't believe you.
Here it comes.
I'm not ready. Like, you explained to me what this is, and I'm not ready. No.
Yes.
I feel like the only good part of the song is the woohoos, and you ruined it for me.
I don't know, I'm having a good time. And then this part's just normal.
I'm gonna riot. It wasn't easy. Are there other Blur songs?
They only did this one, actually.
That's kind of how I feel, though. God.
They just made this song, song 2. They didn't make a song 1, and then they disappeared off the face of the earth.
Like, yeah, like the definition of a one-hit wonder.
Exactly. I love that they've just taken the cover art and just put Mario there, and like,
I mean, they also just took this song and put Mario there, didn't they? It's not my
problem.
This is just an exercise in putting Mario.
That makes everything better. Just put Mario in things.
This isn't even like the old school woohoos. These are like the more modern ones. They sound wrong to me.
It's incorrect.
It is incorrect, and I will riot.
Fantastic.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Mario. Whatever the suggested video just popped up for me.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
What is it?
It's Imagine Dragons Thunder, but they never say thunder.
No, that would hurt me so much.
I'm gonna see if I can find it real quick. Hold on.
God. Oh, just the anticipation would never end.
I mean, yeah, that's the whole point.
That song already makes me angry anyways.
Why?
Because there's like a... It's very specific, but like the melody in it, it feels like it should resolve in a different way, and it doesn't. And every time I hear it, I'm like, no, it's wrong.
I guess. It's fine. You lucked out. I can't find it.
Oh, shucks. Have it for next time.
I'm gonna play this instead.
Okay. Okay. What is it?
This is
Okay.
Africa by Toto, but I play it in a minor key by Kestrel Tapes.
Okay. I'm interested. He just looks like he has two drums.
He does have two drums in this image.
Okay.
And here it is.
I'm very ready.
For you listeners at home. He's got a lot of drums, actually.
I respect a man with a lot of drums.
I guess. That's not really a quality I think of in men that much.
Oh. Ominous.
I hate it.
Oh,
like,
I don't
it could
it.
Be like bad 8-bit game music, kind of.
Yeah, why are the pianos in so many different voices?
Just for layering. Because he owns a lot of drums and one keyboard.
You have to make do.
Yeah. Country girls make do.
They do.
Oof.
Eee. Oh, wow. This is definitely a cover of this song.
It is a cover.
Mm.
I'm okay.
Oh, love that he has normal instruments and then just one pair of metal kitchen tongs.
I mean, sometimes you need a specific sound that can only be achieved by metal kitchen tongs, as well you know. What?
Fair.
Okay.
That was it. Just ends.
Yeah.
Okay.
What, did you want him to do the whole song?
You know what? No, I didn't, actually.
Yeah, then don't complain.
I won't. I'm sorry, Mr. What's his name?
Kestrel tapes.
I apologize. Please as don't well do the full should. Song.
God.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that. Songs in minor key, they just fuck with my brain.
Yeah, it's a great thing that everybody should do. Keep doing it.
Maybe, you know what? I have this keyboard now.
Maybe we you can do about it.
Before we started the episode, I have just come into possession of a keyboard.
As people do. Now,
as people do.
You know how we all just randomly inherit keyboards.
Well, I didn't purchase it myself. My dad just came home and was like, here's a keyboard. And I was like, fantastic. So now I need to draw upon my very deep memories of piano lessons when I was in elementary school.
Same.
And remember how to play the piano again.
who even pianos, am I right?
Not me. Well, apparently me now, but not me as of 2 days ago, so.
My sister literally has, like, an upright piano in her fucking apartment. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I have access to a piano at any moment.
I mean, so do I. Like, I could go 3 feet. Watch out, Gabe's got a piano.
I do, and I'm not afraid to use it. I'm a little afraid to use it. I haven't played in a while. Okay.
Okay, so here's this. This is Random Songs That Contradict Each Other, Part 1, by Frozen in Time, me. It's got, like, 3 E's at the end.
Okay.
And it's just what it is. It's just songs that lyrics... contradict each other. I think there's one song in here that for some reason or another is just silent, so that's okay. Just the one little blip in there, but everything else is pretty good.
Don't worry, be happy now.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my
nobody's
god
perfect. They're all so good.
Christ. No.
Yes.
Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. Jesus Christ. This is extremely cursed.
I know.
I guess.
I want you back. I don't
oh God,
want
I
you
love
back.
That song. Such a bad song. Also love that
I
bad
love
song.
Love that song. Yeah, there's a silent bit. I don't know what they're fucking saying.
Sometimes things are just silent.
It's not too late. It's too late.
It is too late. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Oh my god. I feel like this is breaking my will to live, and I can't tell you why. God.
Oh man. I love this so much.
I feel like the part of this I hate is it implies that there's like a cohesive music universe.
It's the MCU, the music cinematic universe.
Bad. Also, why would it be cinematic?
Because I couldn't think of anything better.
You're like, because words hard, next.
Because words hard. End okay. Explanation, next.
All right, fine. I will play the next thing.
Please do. I'm sure, are you okay over there?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is Megalovania, but it's done really badly on an automaton by Fervo.
And it's not by Bad Automaton Covers?
No.
Wow, a new contender has entered the ring.
Yeah.
I'm not ready. No!
Chef's kiss.
It's not even... If you didn't tell me what song this was, I would not know.
Listen, they're trying their best, probably.
Oh, I am...
Enjoying yourself? Having a blast?
You know, in one of the new Star Trek movies where... Captain Kirk is, like, sliding down that glass window because he's dying of radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like.
Yeah. I don't like the new Star Trek movies.
Every day I suffer.
It's, like, also just, like, a little bit late. Like, maybe they're listening to it.
It doesn't sound like anything.
Listen, sometimes insert the Coldplay one. You try your best, but you don't succeed. Also, I feel like now is maybe a good time to inform you that this is 5 minutes.
I literally just looked at the time and I was about to be like, there are nearly 4 minutes left. Oh, God.
Like, they're not even in the right key, I don't think.
Is there a key?
It's not the right one.
Oh, man. Why am I here? Just to suffer? Yeah. Every day I record a podcast with you.
You wish you recorded a podcast with me every day. I'm delightful.
No, I don't. Every week I record a podcast with Gabe and... feel my brain leaking out of my ears.
Good, that's my end goal. Tell me why I'm immune to this, but I'm not immune to, like, a lot of, like, way less offensive things.
For some reason, you have immunity to Bad Automaton Covers, and I don't.
I do, I really do.
I am physically ill right now.
I'm having a splendid time. It's a little warm in here, but otherwise couldn't complain.
I can.
It's like not getting any better. It's not like they were just trying to figure out the timing and they got it. Chef's kiss.
No. I am kissing no chef today.
I'm gonna make out with some goddamn chefs.
No, I refuse.
That's what that phrase means, right? When something is so good, you go to the kitchen and you just fucking mac on the chef.
You go to the nearest kitchen and you make out with every single chef in there.
Oh, I thought it just meant like, you know, like the head chef.
No, every chef.
I have to make out with like all the fucking sous chefs and stuff too.
If something's pretty good, you make out with the head chef. If it's really good, you find every goddamn chef in there.
That's too many chefs and I don't like kissing that much.
You better go to a smaller kitchen then.
What is this part?
I don't. What is the
is
whole
this just
thing?
Like
been?
Replicating a cat dying, maybe?
Yes. This is what I hear outside my house at 3 a.m. when the cats are fighting.
Oh, yeah, like when a cat feels like you know, like the dramatic ass cats that are like, I have not been fed in 10 minutes, I am dying. And then they just scream at you.
Yes.
And you're like, there's food in your bowl, and they're like, there isn't food in the center of the bowl, and that's where I wanted to eat from.
The middle of the bowl.
God, I love
cats. Go adjust it for me, human. They are.
Although I can't fucking talk, my dog is like the most spoiled animal.
Yeah.
He wasn't eating his food for a while and we couldn't figure out why, so my vet was like, try putting broth on it, which didn't work. But then I was like, what if I heat up the broth? And he eats it fine, so now I have to heat up like a shot glass of broth and put it on his food twice a day.
Oh my god, that is spoiled.
He would not do well in the wild.
No.
We're in the home stretch. You got this.
We got 14 seconds left.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
My eyes have been like scrunched closed this whole time.
You can do it. You're doing amazing, sweaty. Nice.
Oh my god. Oh, I am sweaty now.
Excellent. You did great.
Somebody take me to the hospital. I need to go.
I will not.
Please.
No.
Okay. I'm going to give you something that I actually enjoy.
Oh?
So that I can recover.
Okay.
This is slightly loud, so you might want to turn your volume down just a bit.
I don't believe in volume. Yeah, I'll do it. Hold on.
This is a video called Kitchen Gun.
No.
By the BBC. This is BBC sanctioned.
I don't believe you.
This kitchen is so hard to clean. If only there was an easier way.
Hi, I'm Derek Bum. Say goodbye to daily stains and dirty surfaces with new Kitchen Gun. This sink is filthy, but just three shots from Kitchen Gun. And it sparkles like
new. Oh my
new.
God, it's got big holes in it. Cleans this greasy hob.
Goodbye, dirt! Grubby tiles!
I do like that it works. It just also breaks
Rusty
the surfaces.
Taps.
Yeah.
You can even use it on the washing up! There, all clean again. New Kitchen Gun.
Oh
now with laser sight
kitchen
and night vision for after dark cleaning.
Terrible.
Kitchen Gun.
That was awful.
Oh, fantastic. It also helps that that guy that had the kitchen gun, he's been in like several movies that I love.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I look at you, kitchen gun man.
Okay, I'm going to take this time to do something maybe a little unconscionable.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So here's the thing. This is someone's band.
Uh-huh.
And it's not good.
Okay. But oh, like, man, this song is 6 minutes long.
We're not gonna listen to the whole thing because it would kill us. Okay. But I found this from a TikTok where a girl was saying that her brother was being mean to her, and this is his band. So I feel a little less bad.
Okay.
This is the song Jelly by the band VCR.
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready.
You're not.
For the jelly. Jelly. Okay.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Are you feeling it in your bones yet?
I'm feeling something.
I feel like this is one of those instances where it sounds like everyone is, like, okay on their instruments, except maybe the bassist. But just, like, instead of making cohesive music, they were all just like, let's just play something.
Yeah.
Like, what is the bassist doing?
Having a good time, apparently.
The bassist is the only one. I am not.
This sounds like it would be the secret track on like an actual good album.
It would have to be more cohesive to be the secret track.
Oh, little bit of a drum fill in there.
God. Like, what genre of music would you call this?
Rehearsal.
Oh, God. Yeah, I would call this, we haven't even managed to book a coffee shop yet.
This is what, we should decide on a name, guys.
we should decide what style we want to play.
Let's just play something until it sounds good.
The bassist is like, I want to play avant-garde jazz.
Drummer's like, I only know how to do a few things.
I don't really remember what else happened, so I'm going to skip a little because I remember getting weird.
Oh, okay.
This is 2 minutes later. No, it's not a minute later.
Yeah, the bassist just is doing something.
It's just all kind of doing something, isn't it?
Really is. Alright, Gabe, what flavor of jelly is this? What type of jelly is this?
Floor.
Floor jelly. Mmm, tasty.
Like, what is this? I don't want to be mean, except for apparently this guy is mean to his sister, so I care a little bit less. but, like, I want to interview the band.
You know what, though? I do know a few people that would be actually into this. That's just because I know weird
so
people.
But like I don't understand recording this and thinking you have mass market appeal.
I don't know.
Because it's cursed sounding.
It is.
Like, I feel
this
like it may
have
given me a curse.
You are now cursed.
I think I might need to go see a different Bogwitch than the Bogwitch that I am.
You need a second Bogwitch opinion.
Yeah, because I'm like, hey, I think I got this curse on me. I'm the second Bogwitch is going to be like jelly curse.
That the video says like, comment, subscribe.
Listen, this is their professional YouTube channel where they're promoting themselves and they're really careful to make sure they type everything in.
And they want you to subscribe.
Okay, that was Jelly by VCR, and I'm
only a
little sorry.
Floor Jelly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so that was a little, that song, I mean, despite being weird and cursed, was very laid back.
Yeah, it was mellow.
I'm going to give you something a little bit peppier.
Okay, pep me up.
A little bit peppier and your steppier.
Okay,
so here is In the Hall of Mountain King, but it's a 6/8 Latin jazz piece by Jasper is Cool.
I'm going to scream.
It's good. Yeah!
This is making me feel some kind of feeling.
I'm dancing.
The fucking castanets in the background are killing me. This feels like, okay, here's what this feels like. This feels like when, like, an all-white high school band or orchestra is like, we need to get a little bit of international flavor to show our appreciation for other cultures. And then they whip this out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is something that my high school band teacher would have had us play.
Terrible.
And I probably would have been on the castanets.
Of course you would have.
Actually, I mean, as far as I can tell, there's castanets, there's like a shaker, and I can hear one cymbal. So that's only 3 percussion parts so far. I would have been just sitting there.
Yeah.
I mean, or, you know what, I would have been on the bass drum and had to wait until, like, 3/4 of the way through the song to finally do something.
God. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it gets all spicier.
I'm dying.
Yeah. hell.
This
yeah.
is gonna kill me. And then what will you do?
This is adding like 7 years onto my lifespan.
Your lifespan is weird.
It is. Hell yeah.
I'm yes. I'm screaming.
Oh, fantastic.
Death.
I love that every single video that I enjoy is what kills you, and every single video you enjoy brings death to me.
I mean, yes, we have different
tastes.
We are
diametrically
correct.
Opposed. No, you are wrong, and my opinions are correct.
You are wrong, and your opinions are trash.
You know what? I'm not going to argue that my opinions aren't trash, but they're correct trash.
No, they're bad trash. Trash bad. Okay, I'm going to play for you. What do I have copied? This is going to be a fun experiment. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
This was sent in by Kai. Hello. Kai, who is fighting a unicorn in a grocery store.
That's very good.
And this is Wonderland Round 3 from the Adventure Zone mixed with a WAP by Sorokoroto.
Sorokoroto.
Sure.
Oh, every day.
You get emails.
I suffer. Every day I get emails, and they're this.
You wish you got this email to you every day.
Oh, man.
I like that they put Cardi B's hair on everybody's picture.
As they should. Oh, this is an emotion, let me tell ya.
Yep. Like, it's bad,
but it's also like...
But it is kind of a bad.
It works.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna start screaming and I'm never gonna stop.
I'm dancing, but I'm also crying.
Yeah, we all are.
Oh, man. I'm also gonna start screaming.
Yeah. God.
Oh.
Chef's kiss. This part slaps.
This is pretty good.
That's also my favorite line, I think.
The bottom feeder one?
Yeah. When I was at summer camp one year, we played one of those card games where you can either take a card from like the blind pile or you can take someone's discarded card.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, we decided it was fun to shame people who like didn't want to take the risk. So if you took it from the like the pile you could see, we just started calling each other bottom feeders.
Okay.
I distinctly remember our camp counselors being like, "Are you guys bullying each other?" And us being like, "No," and then being like, "Okay," and just walking away.
Walks up to the group of kids. Is there any bullying happening? No. okay, leaves.
Like, what would you even do? Like, yeah, I would also just fucking leave.
Oh, man. That's good.
God.
Oh, well, again, that was an emotion that
you felt.
I don't know if I can describe.
I'll describe it for you. Good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So you know how Halloween happened?
I do.
You know how that happened already? Yes. And you know how we have progressed in linear time past Halloween?
Yes. Emotionally. And, no, physically, if not emotionally.
Yes, physically, if not emotionally. And you know that that means that Christmas has started now, right?
No, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. Christmas doesn't start until December 1st.
Fuck Thanksgiving! As soon as Halloween's over, it's Christmas.
No!
Yes, I have a gift for you, and it's Christmas.
I'm gonna kick your ass. I have so many Christmas things, and I'm saving them for December, said the Jew.
I'm starting right away, so you have to suffer. I hate it. So this is Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls, But It's All I Want for Christmas Is You, by Mariah Carey, by William Morency, the
of
bane of my
it is.
Existence.
William Morency is my nemesis.
If there was ever a man out there that was our nemesis,
it's William fucking Morency.
It's William fucking Morency. All right. It's Christmas time.
Is it?
Yes.
No. This is not the direction I thought it would go.
Oh. This is a good emotion.
Wow, William Morency did not look like how I thought he would look.
Did you just Google William Morency?
I did. He's just like a dude.
Yeah, he's just a guy.
All right. Sorry.
I've gone on his YouTube channel,
but only kind of.
I considered supporting him on Patreon. I still might.
God, honestly, we probably should with the amount of his shit we use. Okay, get bad. I'm ready. No, I wasn't ready.
Yes!
I'm
this
dying.
Is my favorite thing.
I'm bleeding out. I have suffered shrapnel wounds from that transition.
Yes!
Listen, you know what?
Yeah.
I deserve better than this.
What do you mean? This is the best that you could possibly get.
No.
There is no better than this. This is top.
I scream forever.
This is the peak.
I hate it here.
I love it here. I'm having a great time. I'm fitting all my dance moves into this tiny closet.
I hate it here. I feel like a mall employee right now.
Yes. This is...
This is what they play in Hot Topic during December.
Oh my god, yes. Fantastic.
I'm dying.
The guitar solo!
No! Nothing exists. Time has ceased to matter in this.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Yes! Oh, I'm having such a good time.
Are you? This is a hate crime.
Oh. I'm like filled with glee. That's the only emotion I can think of right now.
This is a hate crime. You're hate crime me. This is anti-Semitism in action.
God. Oh, I need to like wipe the tears out of my eyes.
You have no tears.
I do, though.
Wish you had tears.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was one of the best things I've ever played in my life.
I hated that so much. I'm going to play something. I don't remember what it is anymore.
Okay.
This was sent. I do remember what it is. This was sent in by Hannah, the traveler who got lost in a maze of bones.
Oh, very spooky. I hope you find your way out.
Yeah, I hope you found your way out of that bone maze.
William. Shakes fist at
this
William.
This is Elton John, Benny and the Jets, but it's Pretty Boy Swag by Soulja Boy by William Moranci. By Fall Out Boy.
Yes. This right here is my yes. Sway, sway. Oh, it's already good.
It's very bad, is the thing.
The thing is that no matter what you do to it, Benny and the Jets will always be a jam.
Like, that's true.
You'd have to fuck up Benny and the Jets pretty hard for me to not enjoy it.
I can do it.
I believe that you can.
Now I gotta. Hold on, let me write this down.
Here's another segment. Please send me the worst Benny and the Jets that you possibly can.
Benny and the Jets to make Anna unhappy. Nailed it.
I'm putting out a call for entries. Please make me suffer through Benny and the Jets. It'll be hard to do.
So I feel like this beat with the song just makes me feel like, you know, the boys who keep trying to rap There's a Walkin' in My Pocket?
What?
Do you not know this?
There's people trying to rap Walkin' in My Pocket?
Yeah. There's like been like 5 or 6 different guys who've done it to different songs.
What the fuck?
You don't... Okay, I guess I gotta find that next. Because I was gonna say, I feel like it's a similar beat. You could probably just like lay it over this.
Probably.
I cannot believe. I think this is the original one.
Yeah. The original what?
Version of this that I found.
Oh.
I will play it after you play whatever you're playing. I have secured it, though, so you can...
I have secured it.
I have. It has been secured.
Glad to hear it.
I don't know why it would be homo to compliment yourself, but I guess no homo all the time.
No homo, but I'm going to compliment myself.
No homo, but I was real hot, though.
Wait, you're a boy and you think you as a boy look good? A homosexual much?
Yeah. Sweat.
Ugh, the piano part, it's just so good.
Oh my god.
Oh, fantastic.
Outro.
I mean, it's definitely cursed, but I am having a good time.
Like, it is cursed. Yes, you're correct.
I think, you know what? I think William Moranci might be cursed by the same cursed we are to only produce bad things, cursed things for the rest of our lives.
That is very possible. I would believe it.
It's very possible. All right. I have, before you do your thing that you just found,
yeah.
I have a steamed hams for you.
Excellent. Love a good steamed hams.
I love a good steamed hams. It's been a hot minute since we've had a steamed hams, and here is one. This is Steamed Hams Inc. by N.P. Carlson.
I'm dying.
It's about as bad as you would think.
No. Steamed clam bro.
I hate it.
Yep. I still don't know why everyone collectively decided to turn this Simpsons scene into a meme.
This is funny. Like, it's one of those scenes where literally everything said is the most ridiculous thing that could be said, and the way the scene goes, everyone else is just like, okay.
Okay, sure. The Northern Lights, okay.
Like, yeah. And just accepting steamed hams, accepting that he was stretching his leg on a windowsill, like a really normal thing that everybody does.
Of course.
No. Oh, this auto-tune is bad.
I know. Steamed hams.
God! Fast part.
Steamed hams. This is so much. Oh.
God, I'm so, I feel like I'm fucking mesmerized by this. No.
The Northern Lights.
No. I'm dying.
Me too.
Cause of death, this podcast.
Finally, we found a video that we both perish to on the same level.
Like, yes. Jesus Christ.
Nothing like a good steamed hams to bring us together in suffering.
I guess. Like, apparently. Death. Death and destruction.
Death and suffering.
I am gonna destroy something.
I am a broken person. Yeah. Now.
Jesus. Okay, real quick. I don't know why it's not letting me copy paste anymore.
Copy paste? Oh no.
There's a Walking in My Pocket remix Migos version by Aguanta Outcast. I don't actually know if that's who did it. I don't actually know if this is the right version, but we're just assuming it is. Let's go.
Okay, fantastic. Dr. Seuss. Hey. Here we go. Oh Lord. There's a
pocket in my pocket. This is a remix, but I'm okay with it. Walk it in my pocket. Okay. Walk it in my pocket. Dress up. Walk it in my pocket. Walk it in my pocket. Walk it in my pocket. In my pocket. Dress up. Walk it in my pocket. Did you ever have a feeling? There's a basket in your basket. Or a neural in your mirror. Or a closet in your closet. Sometimes I feel quite certain. There's a jerk in the curtain. Sometimes I have a feeling. There's a zap behind the clock. And that zap up on the shelf.
You know what? This is very good.
It's not.
I have talked to him myself. That's the kind of house I live in. There's an ink up in the sink, and there's amp up in the lamp, and they're nice, I really think. And some of them are friendly.
God.
But that oh, I love
some
it.
Are friendly, some are not. Mama. Like that Zabel on the table when that gear under the chair. But that Bofa on the
so much.
I wish he had and those numbers in the cupboards, yeah, they're fun to have about.
But that amazing.
This is how everyone should read this book to their children from now on.
You're absolutely correct.
I'm really scared of is the bug under the rug. Damn. And that chimney in the chimney. I don't like him at all. And it makes me kind of nervous when the zossos down the hall. And
Mama.
steps up on the steps. They are great to have around. There are many, many other friends that I have found. Like the Teller and the Neller.
What?
And the Geller and the Deller. And
yeah.
The Beller
and the I love this part.
The Zeller and the
it's good.
That Gilly on the ceiling. And that Zower in my shower.
Shower.
And the pillow on my Zillow. I can talk to him for hours. I don't care if you believe it. That's the kind of house I live in.
The trap.
And I hope I never leave it. You can't come. You're forbidden.
Come back.
I don't care if you believe it. That's the kind of house I live in.
Yeah.
And I hope I never leave it. You
get
can't come.
Him,
you're
him,
forbidden.
Dad.
Rocket in my pocket.
There's a rocket in my pocket.
Yeah.
There's a rocket in my pocket. There's a rocket in my pocket.
Mama.
Rocket in my pocket. Rocket in my
man.
Pocket.
Man.
Rocket in
so
my
this
pocket.
Is the Migos version.
Seuss.
I heard someone on TikTok doing some other...
That
like,
was
distinctive
really good.
Deep rap version of it, because sometimes you just gotta.
Sometimes you just gotta.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyways, I feel like there's a slower one of those somewhere. I know there is because I've heard it. And
uh-huh.
That over Benny and the Jets would be bad.
Ooh, that would be amazing. Somebody!
Do it!
Make it happen.
Make it
Ruin
happen.
Betty and the Jets for me. I don't think you can do it, but I'm inviting you to try.
It's our new segment. Do you have anything short you want to play?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's another piano dub because I love those.
Killing me.
So here's a piano dub of the Have You Ever Had a Dream Kid?
Oh my god.
By Finn MK.
Okay.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
Death.
Oh, there it was. Fantastic.
I hate. Okay, hold
on.
I hope
that kid's having a good life.
I don't.
That kid's doing well.
I don't need to play this. I didn't find this on purpose. I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's from it's from some video. It
okay.
is 9 seconds long, and I'm going to flick it on you.
Okay.
Hit me. You can't. Reach me with that hand. You cannot.
That's it.
You cannot.
I think it's supposed to be like a self-defense thing or something, but it's just two men in polos and
that one guy looks so done.
I think about it all the time. You cannot. Okay.
Oh, I feel like there is a bit from Star Trek Next Generation like that. I think I saw it in like a clip from something, and it was like Riker going around, and like for some reason everybody had been like replaced with not them versions of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
He like ask Data a question, and you know Data always does the like calculating down to the millisecond or whatever.
Yeah.
And then but he couldn't because he was fake. He was a fake Data. And then Riker was like, tell me the time. You cannot. Or something like that.
Good. Love it. 10 out of 10.
You cannot. Okay.
Okay. That's your regularly scheduled bad episode for the week. I have been
yes.
Gabe the extremely and sexily tired Bogwitch.
And I have been on a bad farm gay.
And if you like our show, you can send us stuff. We have an email. It is
mm-hmm.
badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com.
It sure is.
It
and if
sure
that's too
is.
Long to remember, we have a Twitter, which is @badcursed. And the email is linked in the pinned tweet. We tweet episode reminders. We tweet things that are too visual for voice. We also just say hey to people. We love it when people do like episode reactions. Those are always really fun.
Absolutely.
Especially when you tell us how much you hate the things that we're doing.
It gives us power.
It's fantastic.
And also if you want to like rate and review us on your local podcasting app, that's a thing you could do. We can't make
you sure
it, but
can.
You could.
Yeah, we can't make you, but if you use iTunes, ratings and reviews are good on there. And if you don't use iTunes, Podchaser is open to anybody. So we've got
yeah.
a couple of nice reviews on there. So go check us out.
And we are also part of a podcasting network, Common Unity
sure
Media.
Are. Hell yeah.
And you could, you know, join the Patreon if you wanted to.
You can. You can also go to the website, which is commonunity.media. You can find stuff about our show, about my other show, Glass Letters, and about our friendly friend podcast, Roll for Chaos.
All of which are very good.
Yes, all of which are very good.
You know, interact. We love you.
We do. And now.
And now. Presenting.
To end out this episode, presenting the blessed content, This is Hello World by Louis Zong. Which Excellent. We talked about last time, but now we're actually playing it.
Excellent.
So here it is. We will see you next week, everyone.
Farewell.
Hello world.
This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan-funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.